ground stop since 9/11, and this was a significant event. More than 1,300 flights were canceled, and more than 9,500 were delayed. Prior to leading the FAA, Mr. Nolan served as the head of the FAA's Office of Aviation Safety, with over 1 million registered aircraft, over 1 million active pilots, and over 50,000 flights every day. The Aviation Safety Office has a very big job. As an experienced airline pilot, Mr. Nolan understands the importance of the NOTAM system. These notices provide real-time safety information, flight operations, and without access to this information, safe aircraft operations really are not possible. This hearing, like last week's, which I believe still shows the investment in technology that needs to be made, Southwest could have updated their system and didn't, and a critical event happened. Now we want to make sure a critical event like happened with our NOTAM system also doesn't happen. And how do we keep our economy moving forward? These incidents are concerning. They impact Americans' confidence in our aviation system, and our aviation infrastructure is critical to American safety and security. So we need to accelerate building a national airspace system for the 21st century, something this committee is going to work on as it relates to the FAA reauthorization bill. And the 23 authorization bill will give us many opportunities to talk not just about this issue, but other issues, but our appropriator colleagues also have to do their job. Over the last several years, Congress has met or exceeded the administration's budget requests for the FAA facilities in NOTAM, but Mr. Nolan will talk today about additional funds, why Congress needs to paint, why a clear picture needs to be painted about the needs of our airspace system for the future. To be sure, the FAA must have redundancies and not a single point where a failure can happen in a key system like we just saw. And we have to have a responsibility to ensure that every taxpayer provides, that every taxpayer is provided a maximum value on return. Therefore, we must see clearly the obstacles ahead and what a path to make sure that we have this most modernized system. Today's discussion on NOTAM and national airspace are really part of a bigger picture. I'm sure there will be other issues that come up today as events of the last several weeks have pointed out the roles of FAA in our airspace system, working with DOD and others. So we look forward to the questions and opportunities to have you before the committee to address these important, timely questions. I'll now turn to the ranking member, Senator Cruz.